Hey y'all. While we wait for Angel, why don't we watch some of Donnell the Jones' performance together in case you missed it? I missed this entirely because I had a show. So I had to catch up on social media first with like how people thought about it and then today with the clips. Oh my God, I keep forgetting about this. Hold on, y'all. I don't know why I keep forgetting about this. Let me log in. Hold on, okay, that. I don't remember this password. Lord. Is it? Now it's saying too many attempts. It's a lot of Twitter links too. Shoot. What could this password be? Set up a new Twitter account. I don't know what this password is. Let me try this. That's good, Kevin. That's good. All right, here we go. Let's watch together. She's quite a hot. And I'm under the need to see.
see we love too much. Just don't change. Oh, how I feel so sad. See, I have heart to me. And I hardly need time to see. Now, see the beauty of me. Do 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 do.
Thank you so much, Denny, for coming to the show. Let me find another clip. All right, that was the first one.
Something about you, oh, that makes me weak again. I said that I can be your friend. I don't want to avoid you. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you. I don't want to avoid you with me. Oh, but I love you, I love you, I love you. And more and more, yeah. That we live beneath the stars under a lover's dream that seen through the eyes of my mind. I reached out for the power.
Alright. Apparently he brought out 702 as well.
I don't want you to go. Let me know how you feel, yeah. I don't want to go, no, no. But you gotta let me know. But you gotta let me know. Just how you feel, yeah. I don't wanna stay, no, no. No, I don't want to go.
I would be remiss if I didn't show you this. Don't make me log in.
Y'all all right tonight?
Yeah. Spending the summer day.
Yeah, ladies, y'all know what it is. Take your panties off. It's Joe. Yeah, what should we do here first? DJ, hit it.
Tell me what kind of man.
I don't want a boy.
Give it up for the ladies one time.
Do y'all feel all right?
My mic has given me zero problems tonight. I feel good.
Under a
of a dream that seen through the eyes of my mind. I reach out for the power.
Hold on. One more.
Me and my niggas be rolling.
Hold on. Mecca did one too. Oh, sorry. Yo, people are so funny, man. Hold on, let me play y'all Mecca's one while we wait for Angel.
Hey, what's up, Versus? Shout out Joe. Y'all know this one. How ambitious were these things? Are you? Hold it.
It's dumb. All right, we gotta go. All right, we gotta clear our palate. Hold on. Whew. All right, come on, Donnell. This is how we gonna choose to. All that other stuff is not. What? What person? This is what we need.
I just left my baby girl a message saying I'm gonna be coming home.
Angel, we gotta let him get himself together real quick.
She doesn't play
just me. Let him remember him different.
Then she bless you. Give me time. I can be the man she needs. There's a lot of lust inside of me. And we've been together since our teenage years. I really don't mean to hurt her, but I need some time to be alone. Oh. But when you love someone, you just don't treat them bad. Oh, how I feel so sad. She's crying apart to me. How could you let this be? I just need time to see where I wanna be. Where I wanna be.
Just do this, Donnell.
Sweetie-doo-dee-dee. I don't mean to hurt you, baby. Oh no, Gina, no.
Did you hear?
Never did I imagine that you would play a major part in a decision that's so hard. Do I leave? Do I stay? Do I go? Think about my life and what matters to me the most. Girl, the love that we share is real, but in time your heart will heal. I'm not saying I'm gone, but I have to find what life is like without you. Someone, you just don't treat them bad.
All right, you get it. Ready, Angel?
Yeah, let me put my phone on Do Not Disturb. Uh-oh, you made it so big.
I think I want to do it like this. If I have to cut clips, we be looking small on the clips.
Okay, we be big people.
You want me to back us up?
No, it's fine. I'm ready. No, put it back.
Oh, dang. Hold up now. Put us like this. We're
small. You just clicking it and clacking.
I'm gonna do the whole podcast. All right, and 5, 4, 3, 2. What up, y'all? Welcome to Here's the Thing. I'm Kim on stage. She's
Butchick Angel.
Welcome to another podcast episode. Smash that like button. Smash that notification button.
Bow, 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 bow.
Patreon, I forgot to tell you, Angel and I are shooting a TV show, so we are shooting the main and the main for Monday and Wednesday today, Friday. So this Tuesday, correct, we won't be live. So you're getting two episodes today. They didn't make that clear. Church announcements, Angel.
I can never remember. I'm sure it was something.
Risha Webb on Hulu.
Yeah, that's, you know, I'm always going to support my friend. It was something else. I don't remember, though. But, yeah.
Blame Perimenopause. This week, Grief Sucks Tour, all sold out. Philadelphia, Washington, D.C., Charlotte are all sold out. The next city available that still has tickets as we speak is Toronto, New York. Two shows sold out. Boston sold out. And then Phoenix and San Diego. Or San Diego, let me tell you what y'all finna be doing. Driving to L.A. henceforth. You feel me? I'll be a little soft on sales in San Diego. Oh, dang. Then after that, it's Los Angeles and San Francisco. Okay. The Versus was last night as we tape this. Donnell Jones versus Joe.
Did you watch the Versus in real time?
I did not. I had a show. By the time I got back to my hotel, it was all over. But over. Did you?
No, I didn't even know they were doing a Versus. And I heard somebody say, I'm about to go watch this Versus. And I didn't know what they were talking about. And I was like, oh. And then I saw your Scully, the Shiesty video. And I said, oh, it's about to be foolish. That's all right.
So listen, let me tell you what. All I can hope for a Versus is both teams just have fun.
Shut up.
Oh, y'all want me to back up? I need to make the clips. Fine.
Everybody said it was
too
much.
So,
shut up, put us back where we were.
No, this is what they asked for. The thing that I want, this is what y'all gonna get, audio podcast. No, this is what y'all want. How far back I am, I'm in the sunken place.
I think it's so funny that people actually just be listening to us. There's some people who don't watch. And there are people who would just want to listen to this. My voice is god awful.
Yeah, there's
somebody just wants to hear that isolated.
This is how they take it.
That's crazy to me.
Yeah, me too.
You don't want to clean the wax out your ear after hearing this. I would probably be cleaning my ear nonstop if this is all I do.
Like your, this what y'all want?
Kevin, don't you fall.
I'm not. This is what they want. They want me to back up. So I'm backed up.
Hi guys. Oh, I got stuff. Y'all didn't tell me I had some of my
voice. You didn't have to tell your own voice.
And in certain instances, I don't mind it when there's a face attached to it. But then when it's no face, I'll be like, oh, what is that terrible voice? Sounds
I'm
like
I'm not that type of person. I love this.
The most syrup.
I watch my videos. I watch videos I make by myself, videos of me and you, me and Tony. I watch them over and over. Like,
yeah, if there's video. I don't, if there's video.
Oh, you mean, the detached voice.
Yes. Me don't like it.
So, what was crazy is after the show, I grab something to eat, get in my room, take my shoes off, rub my feet together. And boy, when I tell you, when you're catching up on a versus via social media and people are like, man, Donnell Jones. And it was like, what was crazier than just like people making fun of how he sounded was the amount of people like, I done seen him live over the years and this is just how it be. And I was like, oh.
Well, here's the thing. I agree with somebody that said, from what I heard from the clips, while it wasn't like what I remembered of him, it wasn't like the worst thing I've heard.
It wasn't Mario. Whoa, y'all chill. Y'all think so crazy.
But it was odd watching what looked to be Lou Young on stage singing. Because I was like, when did they become twins? I was like, is that Lou Young or Donnell Jones? They look dead on each other. Do they not? Are they not the same person? Have they ever been in the room together?
Think about that until you just said.
Who ain't never thought about how Lou Young in the current Donnell Jones is the same person? I was like, that's a nigga that do the sketches that played in the NFL. What he doing on here? I was like, that's why I don't sound right. Lou, I don't think he's a singer. Like, I was so confused.
I don't think he's a singer.
I don't think Lou Young is a singer. So I'm not surprised this is not going the way we thought it would go.
Yeah. All you really can hope for in a versus is after people are like, man, I want to see you live. And like, ain't gonna hold you, Angel. What platform will Donnell Jones get where everybody is watching Donnell Jones in real time again to get a chance to earn your ticket price again? You know what I mean?
Yeah. You're saying this will decrease his sales because he didn't have a good showing.
I don't know if it will decrease, but I don't think it will increase. I would want to be like, man, I killed the verses. You know, like the Locks, their verses were so good. I'd be like, man, I'll go check out a Lock show. You know, they had such a well-oiled machine of a show. You know, and Donnell, Donnell been around. Donnell probably 50-something.
Yeah. Sounded like he was trying some stuff that we didn't need. He was doing a lot of, like, taking his voice out. Like, see when you look, like, doing, like, the...
Taking his doing voice all the out?
Music. Yes, and I was like, why we do that? You ain't got to do that. It's fine. Because you could tell he was doing it too because he was playing the saxophone while he was singing. Like, you know how singers do when they're like, they do this as they're singing. Like, they're doing it. So he was like, and I wanted to be like, we can't hear the notes you're playing with your fingers.
This is not doing nothing.
It's not doing it. This dog thought I was telling her to come here when I was doing that. We don't sing it out loud. And then they also had them singing in a cave. Where are the lights? He was in the darkness with shades on. There was no front light.
Unrelated to this, but in addition, too much of TV and movies is dark. I can't see nothing. You got all these lenses and all this equipment, and I feel like I'm trying to watch stuff at my house. Like, bro, what is happening on the television program? Remember Game of Thrones, that one episode? The night battle? I said, boy, you might as well throw a blanket over here.
It's insane. I'm like, who do you all think we are? Who? I am not a bat. I don't have night vision. I'm not a cat. I'm not Batman. It's just turn the lights on. Who didn't pay bills?
Turn the lights on and Christopher Nolan, turn it down. We get it. Turn it down. Turn it down.
That's where I was about to go. No, what you say? Restaurants, what?
Turn it down.
turn them fucking lights up.
No, I'm talking about the music down, lights up.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ka-ka.
I'm over here at my age, and my eyes good. I'm over here at the restaurant doing this, trying to read the menu. It can't be so vibey that I can't see if y'all got fried green tomatoes or not.
Well, they're doing that because they don't want us to see that they just giving us food out the can. Okay, these expensive-ass restaurants, you think you eat something amazing, and you eating Spam and don't even goddamn know it because it's so dark in there. It feels like the Apple TV show C, where everybody was blind. That's what it feels like they're trying to prepare us for. I'm over there being Baba Voss. And then, yes, in the department stores, in the stores, why is the music so loud? Why don't you want me to be able to ask you a question as a sales rep? I'm over there. They're like, baby, you're firework. Do you have this in a size? Do you have this in a size 14? Cause you're in colors, man. I need a size 14 in this. Why? Why? Turn it down so that we can hear each other. Because I don't need a soundtrack, actually. I honestly don't need a soundtrack when I'm shopping. I don't.
No.
Because I'm already sweating trying to try on clothes. Huh?
Reggie Coos has some funny videos about how loud. I feel like I'm at a rave. I feel like John Wick finna come in here and shoot somebody in the draw section of Old Navy. And when that happens, Angel, I just be like, you know what? I don't need it. I don't need it, actually.
It's such a turn off.
It'd be like the person singing in your baby, yo. It's like the cheerleader version.
Do you have this in blue? Blue. Blue. Blue.
Were those the real letters?
B.
You know SL?
A, B, C, D, E, F. Wait. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, N, Z.
Spell butt.
B-U-T. Shit, and I've got T already. Is this T or is this T? I can't even remember. I can spell ass.
Yeah. Do it again.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I thought that was a bully hole dumping.
You know, I used to have a joke that had ASL, A-S-L in it. Yeah.
I remember that joke. Don't say it.
Don't. Okay. No, just, he said leave it alone.
This is internet age now. Oh my God. All right, moving on. Somebody tweeted this and said, it's okay, Donnell. Just let the track play, baby. We still love it.
Yeah.
No, remember when Versus, they didn't perform live prior to Teddy Riley, you would just be like, oh, I wrote this song, I told this story, play.
Yeah.
I think that helped a lot of artists. And Teddy Riley changed the game, even though his music was off. We make fun of Teddy, but he's the one that made it be like a live performance. But it was just feedback, and then now we got to the performance version of it, and then, you know.
So I mean, I like that it's a performance version. We're getting a free concert, but yeah. I do feel as though we need to give some of our old stars a little more grace. It's been a while. When's the last song Donnell Jones dropped?
Listen. All my old stars' music exists to me only in my memory.
Yeah, yeah.
I ain't been. You're right. Joe did good. You know, they was making fun of Joe for his tiny discus a little while ago, but he.
Why?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it. But apparently, he totally redeemed himself. All right, total hard shift. We're moving to Young Thug, who tells a group of kids that fame is the most important thing.
Yeah, it is.
Let's listen to Thugga Thugga.
Important is
the. You knew it was going to do it.
You're almost as important as the richest person in the world. You got to keep up with it. You got to always make sure it lead to the right. Leads you to the right room. You gotta know how to move. You gotta move totally different. So many things people don't know about fame. That's like very important. You gotta know how to move. You gotta know how to be, because you end up in like situations. You know, I've ended up in situations.
I mean, we've been saying it all morning. You know, you just can't tell a kid, you know, fame is the most important.
I didn't even hear him say that. Did you?
I think that might be how he started, but it cut off. Because it started off is the most important thing. I guess fame was the word that he used.
Got it.
But it still feels a little bit out of context. Like I'm hoping that it's a little bit out of context. And maybe there was a list of things. And in the list of things he gave, fame was the most important. Mm. And maybe it's, I don't know. Maybe it's like in the spaces that you, how you carry yourself. If mm-hmm. you have fame, that's the most important one. I don't know. But I also don't know why Young Thug was at an elementary school. Was it an elementary school or middle school?
I think it was a middle school. People on the Patreon are saying it's part of his plea deal that he had to go talk to them babies and tell them things going to be okay.
So wait a minute. Why are you putting his work on the kids?
To change the generation, Angel.
That's insane. I'll be like, wait a minute. Why are you sending a man who just like barely made it through the court system to come talk to my kids? No.
I feel like Young Thug. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, I mean, no, there's probably a demographic of children that honestly would benefit a lot from him. But it's, if it's just a part of his like plea deal, did they say what schools he had to go to?
Atlanta schools.
Just blanket.
Just Atlanta public school.
I don't know. I don't know. I think it would have been nice to have him not at the school, but throw an event for the school kids to come to. Spend your money.
They can't spend no money at Young Thug. Who did y'all ever have anybody come speak to your school that you remember?
Muhammad Ali.
Muhammad Ali came to your school? He is from Kentucky. He from Louisville, ain't it?
He from Louisville. It was when I was in elementary school, and he did magic tricks.
You was in class with Muhammad Ali?
He spoke at our in our like gymnasium, and I remember him doing magic tricks. That's what I remember. Wow. One of the world's greatest boxers was in there doing magic tricks. I was in elementary school, and I remember it. Very much so.
That's hilarious. Martin Luther King was your dad. Muhammad Ali was your, came to your school.
My uncle. Mm-hmm.
Nobody came to my school.
Nobody came to El Paso?
No. That stuff sucks, man.
Really? I would think everybody loves El Paso, and that's like where everybody wants to be.
I have a chance to be the most famous person from El Paso. I need to surpass Khalid right now. Khalid and Monique Billings are the most famous people from El Paso.
Well, then, according to you, you're the most famous person in El Paso, because who are those people?
Khalid. This is Khalid. Send me your location and ride it on a new location. I don't need somebody else to come.
Still more famous.
No, let me tell you, there's somebody else. You gonna remember this person. Hold on. Most famous people from El Paso. Okay, we got Debbie Reynolds.
She's an iconic actress.
Yep.
Oh, I know who Debbie Reynolds is. Oh, you'll never surpass her. I'm sorry. She got a dance studio in North Hollywood. You're never going to surpass Debbie Reynolds.
Debbie Allen or Debbie Reynolds?
Debbie Allen is black. No, Debbie Reynolds, the white lady, has a dance studio.
You got a dance studio in North Hollywood?
North Hollywood, yes.
Oh.
Yeah, Debbie Allen got hers in L.A.
Yeah, we went to Debbie Allen Dance Academy. Gene Roddenberry, who created Star Trek, Grammy Award-winning singer Khalid, and Oscar-winning actor F. Murray Abraham. No, oh, Alan Tudyk from Rogue One.
You can pass him.
Oh, shoot. Eddie Guerrero's from El Paso. I'm done.
Who's Eddie?
Put him Eddie Guerrero is a legendary wrestler. You know how far I got to go to catch Eddie Guerrero?
Not far in my mind. You're so much further.
Everybody know Eddie Guerrero.
I don't know
Eddie. He was born in El Paso.
Yeah, he definitely a booty tay.
Yeah, Daddy Guerrero.
Somebody said Mel Brooks. Is Mel Brooks from there?
From El Paso?
Well, maybe they meant Mel Brooks visited their school. I can't recall.
Oh yeah, I don't. Mel Brooks is Jewish, ain't he?
Yeah, they don't got Jewish people there. They don't make them there.
I don't think I see. I don't think so. I told you I ain't learned about meet a Jewish person for sure until I was in L.A.
Where were you born?
Mel Brooks is 100 years old.
I can believe that.
Dang.
He was amazing in Passion of the Christ, according to Josh. What? Where were you born? Were you born in El Paso?
I was born in my grandma's house in El Paso, Texas.
In El Paso, Texas, Chicago.
Chicago was later when I was born. I was born later there after I decided I want to be from there.
You were born. You weren't even born. That's why there's something wrong with you. You weren't born at a hospital?
Nope. I was born in a house. No doula. Just
Kevin,
Jesus.
That's what's wrong with you.
I know. They probably dropped me off on the ground after I got born out.
Carpet. Or in the carpet. Probably... You had carpet naps on you when they picked you up.
All right, let's move on. Now, this is crazy. First of all, you got to know that I'm scrolling Twitter. I try to find interesting stuff for us to talk about, okay? Mm-hmm. There is a porn podcast, okay? A porn podcast called, what's it called? Well, we'll find out. Where this actress, Kira, I don't know, Noir, revealed that a Black Panther porn parody was canceled because all the black men in the industry signed a petition to not do it. Let's take a listen to this. This was going viral on Twitter today when I was...
I missed the word porn when I saw that in the docket.
Yeah. All right, here we go.
I missed that word.
So a lot of the parody movies that they had, there are no characters for me to do.
Oh,
and then Black Panther came out, and it was a big cultural moment. Mm-hmm. And all of the black men in the industry like signed a public letter saying that they would never do a parody of Black Panther to like protect the sanctity of it.
Oh,
and I was like, I totally feel you, but also... I would have been able to do that.
So a bunch of the performers signed off saying they're just
They just didn't want to disrespect it. They didn't want to make like, fun of Black Panther by doing the parody.
Yeah.
So they agreed like as a group to not.
I mean, that is quite like, that's a great thing for them to get together and do. It like shows the morality of all these people. They're like, we were going to respect this piece of art.
I totally understand it. I wasn't going to argue with a single one of them.
Yeah. But now there's a sequel. You could do War for Wakanda. You could do. We said no Black Panther 1.
But I think Victor Ray would be really good. Like I haven't even seen it, but I've seen pictures of the antagonist for that second movie.
Yeah.
Like a Native, not Native, kind of.
He's like Mayan.
Yes.
Victor.
Okay,
so I'm confused. What type of Kevin fixed? If we're going to be close, change the.
Every time I go, it goes back. I don't like that.
Kevin, what is a porn parody look like? Because eventually, I feel like once you get into it, it stops being funny.
Angel, when I tell you, I said, "What? What do y'all mean?"
Like, well, how do you keep the funny going? How do you keep the joke? Or am I using parody wrong? Because you said it's a parody. Or do you by parody?
No, like they're parodying the Black Panther, but with.
It don't have to be funny.
No, it has to be.
Okay. Because I was really like, eventually everybody's got to stop laughing, don't they? Everybody's got to stop laughing at some point in time. See it through.
Oh, my God.
Well, I don't understand why she wouldn't want to do that. Somebody already take Storm. Is it like, what? Because she could do X-Men. Sexman.
You do this, you just pull your meat out. She. Ball.
And the Storm already looked like she having a big O, so that works. It works.
Sexy. She got some white eyes.
Yeah. Marcus loves the way I say X-Men.
Oh, X-Men do something to my very soul. X-Men is, of all the funny things you'd say, X-Men.
X-Men. Yes, you got that X-Men. She did that X-Men. Sexman at Storm.
Sexman.
But that's so great. Like those, and I love the way the guy said it. He was like, oh my God. So the black performers, they said no.
The Two Goons podcast, Angel, that's what I meant to tell you. Which when I saw that on Twitter, I said, you have a porn? I don't know if it's a porn pod. This is literally the first I've ever seen this. This was going viral because apparently there's a parody of Roots that is porn. So they were like, so they signed a, parody, they signed an agreement not to parody Black Panther, but agreed to parody Roots.
Oh yeah, they're like, and we'll do all the rest of it.
We'll do porn all the rest stars of it. Have? Do you think they have agents or managers? Probably, right?
Of course, they have all of it. They probably have unions.
I know they have unions. I saw Timothy, he had a porn star on his shows, and she was talking about how they stay safe with their actual partners that are not in the industry, and the rounds of testing that they have. So they do have a union. But I want to be the manager who – I want to be in the room where the manager is like, hey, we got, you know, they got a Black Panther thing coming. What you think about it? And the porn star being like, I done a lot of things in my day. And I'm not ashamed of nothing, but I'll never put my meat next to the Black Panther. You were in Can't Be Roots. That was different.
This is the line.
And maybe it was different men. Maybe the men who were in Roots were not supposed to be in the strength of the Black Panther too. But
like it's going to be so good. The vibranium is actually a vibrator. You get it? Vibranium. And it vibrates when you drink it. It gets down in you. It gets the going. Yeah.
Listen, it's just because you do porn does not mean you don't have morals. A man got to have a code, as Omar says from The Wire. But you're just being like, not only am I not doing it, I'm going to start a petition. I don't want nobody doing it. She's like, hey man, we'll never get to play the
yeah. She's like, this is a good one. It could just be us.
She was going viral because I think she went to DreamCon. There was like a lot of creators were like, I got to talk to Keira Knorr, she's a porn star. And people are like, why porn stars are going to DreamCon? Sex is their job, not they whole. You could be a sex worker and like anime.
They said, no, you can't. They said, no, you can't.
This is like a separate thing.
Yeah, you can't. Oh, let me tell you this one funny story. Okay. I'm not going to put, wait a minute. Am I freezing or are you freezing? Okay. Can you see me?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I'm not going to put people's names in it, but let's just say there was a shared Google Drive in one of the organizations that I'm in, and I was going into the drive to like organize some stuff. And I open up one that says something about Walking Dead, The Walking Dead. And so I click on it and I was like, Walking Dead, what is this doing in this Google Drive? This isn't in the the short story that was written was like, and then what was the name of the white dude from Walking Dead?
Rick.
And then what was the black lady's name?
Oh, Danny, what's her name's character? Oh my God.
You start with him, don't it?
Michonne, maybe? Michonne.
This is years ago, y'all. This is years ago that this happened. And it was like, Rick slowly took out his massive white cock and slid it down Michonne's throbbing wet. And I'm literally like, what is this doing? So I had to send a group text to everyone who had access to the drive, which is only the executive board. And I said, hey, somebody's walking dead. Get short story is in the Google Drive.
Wait.
And the person was like, oh, that was mine. My bad.
He admitted it.
She was the writer.
Wait, did you know? Because, you know, Google, it don't tell you who wrote it unless you, like, go through the changes. Did you know who wrote it?
No, I put in there, whose is this?
Oh,
why
God.
Is this in the drive?
When I tell you, I would have deleted that so fast, y'all would have had to go through the notes section to find my name was the last. And then, you know, women, how long ago was this?
Oh, God. This was at least 10 years ago. Had to be.
Oh, no, y'all might have known it. Because you can track the changes on Google Docs.
Listen, what I
why
know.
Why was she writing Walking Dead fanfic? Porn? Why?
Because that's what some of these folk do. You see, there's an industry. You see it there? The girl was mad that they couldn't make a parody
of Black Panther.
She was like, it was right there for us. So apparently these people be like, I want to fantasize in this world. It's like Black Mirror, that one episode that just made my whole head hurt when the people were in the video game. The two men were in the video game. I've never seen
an episode of Black Mirror.
Oh my God.
I've never seen one episode.
So the two men are in the video game. One is Nigga Bird.
Oh yeah. Anthony Mackie.
Yes. And the other one, I can't remember his name. They play a video.
Wait, is this the one with Nicole Beharie's character? She's his girlfriend or that wife?
I've seen
this scene, but I knew it was Black Mirror, but I never seen the episode. She's like, do you want this? Do you want this?
So it
that's from Black Mirror. That's from, okay, tell me the story. Tell me the story.
So they play video game. And, you know, you choose your character just like in Mortal Kombat. And so sometimes a dude will choose to play the female character in the game because it was one of them games where you just go, you're in the world. It's like that. Mm. We're that far in the future. They would end up, right? Nigga Bird and old other dude, whatever his name is. Oh, this is
Yahya. Yahya Abdul-Mateen.
Mm-hmm.
Wonder and Man.
So they were trying to figure out. What did you say? Yes, it was. Come back. It was Malia. Malia, you're correct.
Hey, Patreon, y'all in rare form today. Okay, so they get gay in the game? Video game?
Well, here's the thing. When it actually happens, they're both confused. They're like, what just happened?
He's catfishing as a woman.
No. They both know it's meant because they can talk. They know they're playing.
I was a woman, though.
Yeah, because just like in Mortal Kombat, you can choose to be Sasha or whoever.
Okay, understood.
The character, you know what I'm saying? There's certain built characters. You choose your character. Yeah. So they're trying to figure out. They're friends, so they know they're playing. It's like if you played a game with Tony on the sticks.
Okay.
And you just like, I'm this person, you this person. So they trying to figure out, is we gay? Like, what is this? So one night they meet up and the dude goes to like kiss the other dude. And he's like, wait, what the fuck are you doing? He's like, I don't know. I'm trying to figure this out. He was like, I did not want to do that. I'm confused. And he's like, we need to figure out, is it this or what? Well, they realize quickly, no, I'm not attracted to you. This is nasty. Meaning they weren't attracted to each other. Right. They were like, that is nasty to us. Mm-hmm. So the wife finds out and she's like, what is it that you want? He's like, I don't know. I don't. So they end up making, long story short, they make an agreement that one day a year he can go and on the video game and she can go in real life and with somebody else. And that's how it ended.
The Purge.
Is that The Purge?
That's you know, that one night you get to do that crime. What would you do if there was a if it was a purge and you get one night of crime? What would you you personally do?
That's good. I'm so fat. I would probably dine and dash.
Angel, you can't do no misdemeanor. You can dine and dash now.
But then if I get caught, it's still a misdemeanor.
Angel, were you wasting this the whole day for a dine and dash?
Well, here's the thing. If I rob a bank, which is where my mind went first, they can kill me also. And that's not fun to die. But a dine and dash, the probability that somebody's going to be like, pay for that eye, he pokey, is very...
Put the eye you poking down, I'll kill you right oh, now.
I'll kill you. I don't think. Yeah, okay, now, no, somebody did. And BZ Love, that's actually what I would do. I would figure out how to clear out my student loans. I would find some virus to throw up into their system. Wipe that baby clean.
I don't know why them hacker people don't do that. The hacker group, I feel like they could do that already.
I do too. I do too. Yes, I would steal some sea bass and some caviar. What would you do, Kevin?
Okay, I'm trying to, if it's a massive, if I get away with anything.
It doesn't, but that's not the purge. The purge is not that you get away with anything.
You can commit crime one day.
You can commit, but that means other people can too. They can kill you.
No, I know, I know. I'm wondering, money laundering is what my mind goes to, but I think you need more time than one day to launder. To properly launder, you need time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, you can't do that in one day.
I can't launder so
you just want to, you just want to, oh no, launder is, but what are you laundering? Like you have to be cleaning money for a reason. So what money are you even cleaning? Like from what illegal thing are you doing? Are you cleaning money for?
So then I just want to steal, I believe.
Yeah, you want to siphon money off of other people's accounts into your own.
Yeah, embezzle.
You could do that quickly.
I want to embezzle.
Yeah.
I feel like if I could like steal a whole bunch of money, I don't even know what I would do with it. Embezzle?
That sounds like such a fun word. They should have named it something. That sounds like bedazzle. So when I hear embezzle, it sounds like that sounds like fun.
But you I don't know think what I'm gonna, yeah. We're finna go embezzle, Angel, you in? This is like bar hopping.
Yeah. There are so many crimes that sound terrible that I would never do, but embezzle. Yeah.
I want to steal money from one person. I want to steal directly from Jeff Bezos, probably. You probably take $100 million from Jeff Bezos and he might not even miss it.
Right. Yeah. Eat the rich and eat a lot of it. Rich.
All right, Angel, this is not in the docking. You probably didn't see this on my Instagram. I got to tell you this story, though. It was so crazy. I had to read it 3 times over. All right, you ready?
Yes.
This happened in Cincinnati, which is right above Kentucky, if you guys don't know.
Cincinnati.
Ain't no reason for Cincinnati to be above Kentucky. I just want you to know that.
Wow, where else would it be?
Kentucky is way higher on the map than I realized.
Yeah.
Kentucky is up there in the middle, really.
Well, this is why I was so confused that Ohio and Pennsylvania were side by side. And I said, I know y'all ain't never known each other.
That blew my mind.
Years ago. It don't make no sense.
We drove from a comedy show from Cleveland to Pittsburgh in like a few hours, and I was like, I don't even know America.
Yeah.
I don't even know.
When y'all were like, oh no, we're gonna drive to Pittsburgh. I was like, so we're gonna be on here for like 3 days? Like because we gotta travel across the United States to get there.
Literally, you know? and Pennsylvania is as big as hold on, let me double check this. Pennsylvania is like as big as Alabama.
Oh, Pennsylvania.
Cleveland being 2 hours. This blows my mind. Cleveland being 2 hours from Pittsburgh. I was like, there ain't no way.
That don't make sense. That's what it was. We were going from Cleveland to Pittsburgh. And I said, but they're not beside each other. I'm going to tell you that right now. They ain't never known each other. They ain't never been friends. So how is that the case?
Cleveland is closer to Pittsburgh than Philadelphia is to Pittsburgh.
That's
and they painful. Both Pennsylvania is huge. That's Pennsylvania crazy. Is Alabama of the North.
Oh my God.
6453.
Should none of them states be that big up there? We can't be really that shouldn't. Heavy over there.
They're supposed to be chopping them up there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pittsburgh is part of Appalachia. That's where they get them weird people in West Virginia. You want to talk about some weird people. They got them inbreds down in West Virginia. You ever seen them West Virginia people that been incest a whole bunch of times?
No, show me a picture of them in the Appalachia.
Oh, my God, Angel. You got to see. You need to spend some time on YouTube.
On the Appalachian Mountains.
Hold on. Angel, here, let me show you some. You mess your mind up. You want your mind screwed up.
Now we like this on the screen.
Yeah, we older now. I got to get in here and look at it.
Kevin,
Appalachian inbred.
This is America's most inbred family, a total of 15 siblings that share the same parents who were first cousins. These are the Whitakers. Ray, one of the brothers, only communicates through barking and grunting. His older sister, Lorraine, is nearly always silent and unable to formulate words. There's their younger nephew, Timmy, and their third sibling named Betty, who takes care of them all and is the only one out of the four that's able to communicate. But this video posted by Mark Liotta, who goes under Soft White Underbelly, raised more questions as Betty revealed she was one of 15 siblings, including Ray and Lorraine. And when asked about her family's apparent condition, she said she had no idea what could have caused it.
But the mental disorder that Ray has, what is that from?
I don't know. Due to the effects of inbreeding, they have eyes that look in different directions and use barking and screaming as a form of communication. This is America's...
JoJo, I was watching YouTube one day and I was just watching stuff. I said, hey man, this ain't no, the Targaryens make it look cool. This the West Virginia people ain't no Targaryen.
They're not.
They don't have no Daemon and Rhaenyra.
Oh, I was going to say something so bad. Oh, thank God. Thank God I didn't. Oh my God. Wait a minute.
Text it to me though.
I don't know how to spell Targaryen, but you'll get it.
Oh.
I don't. They look like the people from the quiz. They look like the rats from the Quizno commercial. They don't look right. Oh, no. Jesus.
Angel.
They do. They look like the Quizno people. The Quizno rats.
Yo, don't want to know what this lady said.
That got to stay in here.
Oh, Angel. Hey, sometimes that filter works.
No, that's why I said I have a filter, y'all. Oh, Jesus. Because what comes to my mind, it'd be funny. They look. Look. Hold on. They that's what the people. That's what they look like.
He lies.
What happened to the babies?